Yud Dalet Teves, Thursday the 12th of January, Rabbi Yonatan Hamilton. Why do we say Baruch Shem in Kriya Shema?
Good morning. Two things you'll notice. First thing is that I've aged a lot since my Turaway poster. Second thing is that we say Baruch Shem Kavoid in Kriya Shema. Anyone who looks at the parashas, the Pesukim and parashas Ve'eschanan, see they're not there. Where did these come from? Where did these come from, these words, Baruch Shem Kavoid, that we say B'chashai, we say quietly? So I want to tell you a tale of two Midrashim. The first Midrash is brought in a Torah, Siman Samachay, this week's parasha. We all know the Gemara that's in Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Pesachim. The Gemara tells us that Yaakov Avinu, the end of his days, gathers together all of his sons, all of his children. We can imagine if nowadays, of course, there'd be paparazzi, you know, Haredi paparazzi all around taking photographs. Can you imagine these 13 gedolim standing there around Yaakov Avinu's bed? And this was the moment, this was a moment. Yaakov Avinu decided that he was about to be Megale Achris Hayom. And suddenly at that moment, says the Gemara, Nistalka Memenu Shechina. The electricity, the power, the current source had stopped. He felt that he wasn't able to. The Borei Olam had decided that he didn't want him to be Megale the case. But Yaakov Avinu didn't know this. And he had a chashash. It was a suffix. That perhaps this pattern of his grandfather Avram Avinu having Yishmael and his father Yitzchak Avinu having an Esav, perhaps one of these 12, there was a fifth column amongst them. Perhaps there was someone there who wasn't on the team. Maybe Mitosoi wasn't Shlema. And suddenly this suffix was Nesoyer Bekirboi, and he didn't know what to do. He thought that's the reason why the Shechina was Nistalek from him. And they saw somehow, they were able to perceive this chashash, this suffix that Yaakov Avinu had. And altogether these brothers in unison said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And says Rashi, Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael our father. Tzorich Yiyun, why they were able to call him, his name in front of him. Listen, Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He's our God as well. And they proclaimed Yichud Hashem. And at that moment, Yaakov responds with Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. That's his overwhelming, effusive response. Of course, the discussion, what exactly this response is. But it seems to be sort of Yeruchim Fishel Perler in his Sefer on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Gaon says that this was a Baruch HaSatoy Va'amativ. He was so enthusiastic, so pleased that Matasa Shlema, that he says, Baruch Shem Kavod. So we understand why it is that we say this, Shema Yisrael, and we say Baruch Shem. But there's another Medrash. This Medrash is in Port. The Torah also brings this, Hilchas Yom Kippur, Siman Tafresh Yud Tes. And he says there the following fascinating thing. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim, the 40 days, he heard the Malachim. Who can imagine what he saw? He must have seen there. The Gemara Shabbos discusses some of his experiences, some of his adventures there. But he heard the Malachim were being Mekalis. They were praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the words, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay Le'olam Vo'ed. And he takes this praise. He was so mispoiled from this. And he teaches it to Klal Yisrael. But he tells them the following. And the Medrash says an unusual thing. That he takes it just like a thief would take something from the paltrin, from the palace. Would take a chofetz no'er, would take a beautiful object from the palace. And he teaches it to Klal Yisrael. But he tells them, just like a man would say to his wife, says the Medrash, that don't wear this in public. Only wear it, or only use this, but sinner in privately. And that's the reason why we say Baruch Shem B'chashai quietly. And the question here, of course, there's hundreds of questions. But one of the questions that jumps out is, what is the kesher? If One of the reasons why we say Baruch Shem is because we're being Mekalis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Torah says that the reason why in Yom Kippur we say it out aloud is because then we're doing Melachim. And therefore we don't have to do it, but Sinner. Question is, why is it that it's placed in Kriyas Shema, according to this Medrash? We understand, according to the first Medrash, this was Yaakov's Avinu, effusive response to Shema Yisrael. What's it doing here in Kriyas Shema, according to this Medrash? So I want to share with you Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina, in his less known sefer, Shari Avoda, says the following. HaPesach HaRishon, the first step, the first opening, so to speak. Sheyeda HaIsha Oved, the person who is working on himself, should know the following. Just Derech Agav, the Menachas Chinuch tells us in Mitzvah Bris Milah, why is it that the Borei Olam created us so perfectly, so beautifully, with such accuracy, such complexity, such symmetry, and nevertheless there was a piece of skin that was a bit extra, says the Chinuch, to teach us that just as physically we're born imperfectly, so too psychologically, emotionally, with our midas, a person is born imperfectly, and one has to cut off, one has to sever the Arulas HaLev. So the Isha Eved, that's our job, that's our goal, that's our mission in life, is to work on upon ourselves. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, there are three things a person has to know in this Pesach HaRishon, this first opening, this first gateway for the Isha Eved. And I read you out his Lashonia Zohov, this golden Loshon here. Erech Atzmoy, the first thing is the value of himself. Number two, Vayakir Ma'aloisov. Person has to recognize his Milus, his qualities. And number three, Milus Avoisov. The qualities, the value of his forefathers. Ugodoilosom, their greatness, Vichibosom, and their love, Tilabayri Yisborach. Vyishtadel. A person should make the effort, Vyishazek, and strengthen himself, Tomid, constantly, Lamoid Atzma Vamaila Ahi, to keep himself in that Maila. And he goes on and says, Ki kashe yisabe taiva, when a person feels a tendency, of course, no one here, but generally outside in the world, if someone feels he wants to do an Aveira, he should remind himself of this. V'yoshev l'nafshei v'yoyman, he says, should say, Adam choshev kamayni? A person as choshev as me, with such milas, such qualities, such erech atzmi, natural value, and I come from such a chosh of the forefathers, I could do this. A person should fan the flicker of gaiva that's within him. The Aruch HaTzadikim says that a person has every midah can be used, of course, for the toiv ulamutav. There's a gaiva inside the person, a natural gaiva the person has to blow on, just like coals, and heat them up. There's a flame, a flickering of gaiva that a person has to increase. How can I do such a thing? That's what a person should tell himself, says Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's the Pesach HaRishon. That's the first step in the person who's Oyved al Atzma. So I just want to touch on a few of these three ingredients. The first one is Milas Atzma. Each one of us is blessed with qualities, gifts, talents, skills and abilities, and of course, life experiences that fuel who we are. This is who we are as people. Says Rav Yeruchim Levovitz, the famous Mashgiach of the Mir. Oy to the person who doesn't know his chasreidus. Otherwise, how can he cut that Orelus HaLev? How can he work on himself? But oy vavoy to the person who doesn't know his Milus. Because he's lacking the tools, just as a workman, a craftsman, needs tools. If we don't know our qualities, our gifts, our talents and strengths, how can we build ourselves? How can we develop ourselves? Of course, one of the biggest challenges is that we live with ourselves, we grow up with ourselves. And therefore, says Revolver, what's natural to us might not be natural to someone else. We take it for granted because it's who we are. We become desensitized to that. And therefore, in a certain sense, blind to the talents and abilities that we have. The second ingredient for the Oyved al-Atzma, says Rabbeinu Yoina, is Milas Avesov, the qualities of our forefathers, of where he came from, the context. We all talk about Yichus. No one has greater Yichus than Klal Yisrael. These parashas that this week we're going to finish, Sefer Bereishis, tell us of the unbelievable human beings, almost impossible to imagine. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, and the Shiftei Kot. I want to share with you Rav Chaim Volozhiner's interesting ha'ora. In his Sefer Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the famed Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, wrote a perush on Pirkei Avos called Ruach Chaim. And he discusses there on the Mishnah that says, Asara nisyonos nisnase Avraham Avinu. There were 10 tests that Avraham Avinu was tested with. And he asks, why is it that he's called Avinu? Here, when he's talking about, when we're talking about the Nisyonos, why does the Tan of the Mishnah refer to him as Avinu? And he says the following. He quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei that says, Tzadik shehishalech betumoy, a tzadik that goes in his completeness, in his faithfulness. Ashrei bono of Achra, fortunate are his sons that come after him. There's something fortunate about being the child, the progeny of a tzaddik. Now it's very nice to have him part of the family. It's very nice to have a father, a grandfather as a tzaddik. But why is it that the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ashrei bono of Achra? And says Rabbeinu Yonari, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner Yesoid, I found it in the Ramban in Parshas Netzavim as well, that there's something called spiritual genetics. And says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, when a person works on himself, deals with his challenges in life, whatever his chesroinus may be, whether it's atzlus, whether it's gaiva or kas, and a person overcomes these challenges, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, it becomes keteva mutba. It becomes like nature within him. And that nature is passed over. Just as there are very physical characteristics, children of redheads, or the colour of the eyes, are passed over to children, to grandchildren, so too there's something called spiritual genetics. Where the qualities, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that a person at tzaddik works on, and confronts, and deals with in his life, this is handed over to his children and his grandchildren. Now, of course, there's no such thing as a free lunch. These things lie dormant within our nature. But it's easier for a person to work on himself if he's a child, a grandchild, great-grandchild, if he has these spiritual genetics. And that's why the Pasuk says, Ashrei bonov ach tzadik sheishalech betumoy, Ashrei bonov achrov. And he uses this to explain Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. To explain, to put a context to these parashas that we're completing now. And he says as follows. Where did Klal Yisrael get these enormous koichas from? The metal that we're made of. The strength. We look back on history. I don't have to remind all of you. The blood-stained history of Klal Yisrael. And we look back and we see simple people. They weren't Talmudei Chachamim. They weren't Oivdei Hashem. They weren't known particularly in their villages. But when the challenge came, when push came to shove, the pogroms and the persecutions, they were willing, simple people, to be burnt at the stake rather than to give up Yiddishkeit. Where did this koyach of Mesiras Nefesh come from? We understand Tzadikim and Gedolim, but simple people in Klal Yisrael. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, I'll tell you where it came from. Avraham Avinu, the first Nisoyan of Or Kasdim and called to most Rishonim. That act of Mesiras Nefesh created a spiritual gene, lying dormant and passed down, Doire Doiris, until thousands of years later. Klal Yisrael, when faced with the tests of the terrible trials and tribulations of persecution, they were able to find from within themselves the resources, the inner strength to rise to the challenge and to be Moitza Nefesh. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner goes Kaseda and explains each one of these. And that's why Avraham Avinu, when talks about the Nisyonos, is referred to as Avraham Avinu, He's our Father in the sense that He's got what to bequeath to us, what to give to us. And we're His children that we're able to inherit from Him. So that's just a bit of the expansion of what Rabbeinu Yonah says is the second ingredient, the key ingredient, that Oyved Al Atzmo, a person who's working on himself, has to recognize. Miles Avoisav, who we come from, what's inside us, the talents, the abilities, the strengths, from Avraham Avinu, from Yitzchak, from Yaakov Avinu, who we are. And this is a whole different context to looking at the parashas and Sefer Bereishis. They're a snapshot, an x-ray, a picture, so to speak, of the koichos that we have inside us, just being part of Klal Yisrael. The third ingredient, says Rabbeinu Yonah, for the Pesach HaRishon, the first step, for the person who's Oved Al Atzmo, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is a person has to recognize Erech Atzmo, the value of himself. If we cast ourselves forward to Parashas Balak, the Mishnah in Ovos tells us there were different things that were created Mesheshis Yimei Bereishis. One of these things, says the Tanna and the Mishnah, Pi Ha'osei, the mouth of the talking donkey. Mesheshis Yimei Bereishis. For thousands of years, this talking donkey, or the ability for it to speak, was hanging around. For when we look at the Pesukim, really just 2 minutes. Thousands of years of dress rehearsal for a 2 minute stage appearance. Why is it that the Kaddish Baruch Hu created this Pia Osei? When you look at the Pesukim, not really much happened here. He didn't stop Bilam. There's a dialogue. He turns around and says to Bilam, and says, why did you hit me? And the amazing thing is that Bilam stays on his donkey. Any one of us would have fallen off. The truth is, we're in Walt Disney era, so we probably wouldn't have. We probably would have answered the donkey back as well. But this Osoin turns around to Bilam and says, why did you hit me? And Bilam says, turns around to the donkey and says, because you scratched my leg against the wall. And the donkey says, have I ever done that to you before? And Bilam, scratching his head, says, no. And that's it. That's the end of the dialogue. Question is, why is it that this Osun was created? It says, Abba Koyin Bardalo in the Medrash, in Parashas Bereishis, says as follows. This Osun was created to teach us Amos Hadin, the fear of the Din. At the end of days, if Bilam, who was the biggest chacham amongst the Goyim, was left paralyzed, speechless, he wasn't able to answer this Osun, this donkey, this four-legged animal. He wasn't able to answer him back. Kavachayma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives the Umos, Ha'olam, and individuals, Teichacha, Kavachayma, we're not going to be able to answer Hashem back. Miyamay Bedin. In other words, this dialogue, this 2 minute dialogue with Bilam and the Osoin, was in order to teach us, to give us a snapshot of the power of Din. To fuel us in a certain sense with Yir Shamayim. If Bilam can't answer the Osoin, how can we turn around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and answer anything? Will there be any excuse? We're so used to having an excuse. Will we have ever an excuse? We won't be able to say anything. Now the question's obvious. If this Osoin that was created in Mesheshis Yimei Bereishis played such a powerful role in teaching us Amos Hadin, Yerushamayim. So why was he killed? Why was the donkey killed? Says Rashi, an unbelievable thing. Rashi says that in order to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chas al kvoide, is Rashi. Rashi says, shelo yoimru lepeh, so society shouldn't say, zuhi shesolka is bilam b'teichacha, point to each other in the marketplace and say, see that donkey walking around? See Bessie over there? That's the one, that Bilam. The Halak, the powerful Bilam. Wasn't able to answer, wasn't able to stand up to. V'lo yachol lahashiv, and he wasn't able to answer back to him. Shechas ha-mokom al kovod ha-brias. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy, so to speak, on the kovod of the brias. Both Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Rav Henoch Leibovich, in his Sefer Chiddush Alev, say this is such a powerful idea. Even though on one hand, the Osoim is teaching us Yerushamayim, teaching us Emes Adin, what a powerful mechanism, so to speak, to have in society. Nevertheless, the lesson, the limud, of Kovod Abrius is even more important. Even someone who's like Bilam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that he's one of the Dalit Hedyotas that has no Olam Haba. We all know that Bilam ben Ba'or was someone who was Reichev B'yoyim, he rode on his donkey at night time, V'noyek Ishus B'layla. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that he was the antithesis of Avraham Avinu. Everything that was good that was brought into the world, everything that was positive by Avraham Avinu, he was a total antithesis. Ayin Hara, Nefesh Rechava, Ruach Gevoya, arrogant, lustful, an evil eye. Not enough time to expand now. But Bilam was the antithesis of everything that was positive in the world. He epitomized evil. He was the black. He was the dark side. And nevertheless, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is telling us that on such a person, even he has kovod. Even he has an intrinsic chashivas, just by virtue of being a human being. Shechas hamokam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chas, has rachamim, al kovod abrius. Because no one's kovod is up for hefka, is up for grabs. Everyone has an intrinsic value by virtue of being human being. And that lesson is even more important for us to be taught, even more important than the power of Emes Adin, Yom Adin, the speechlessness, the fact that we'll have nothing to say. If Bilam had nothing to say to the donkey, what would we have to say to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But even more important than having that limud of Emes Adin is the limud of Kovod Abrius. So these are the three ingredients, so to speak, that Rabbeinu Yona spells out for us in the person who's Oved al Atzmai. I just want to possibly add one more. The Gemara tells us, Darshan's the Posuk, Yikara Mepninim, Posuk we sing every Friday night, Eishes Chayim, Yikara Mepninim, more precious than pearls. The Gemara darshans that the Ben Torah, the person who's learning Torah, connected to Torah, engaged in Limud HaTorah, is Yikara, his nefesh, his soul, becomes Yakar, becomes valuable. Mepninim, not pearls here, but Mepninim, Lifnai V'Lifnim, the Kohen Gadol. If we ever want to conjure up in our mind a picture, an image of Kedusha, we will think of the Kohen Gadol and his Shmoyne Begodim on Yom Kippur, Lifnai V'Lifnim and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tells us the Gemara, the person who learns Torah, the impact, the spiritual contribution, so to speak, that he makes to his neshama, is yokar, makes it more valuable, mipninim, than the Kohen Gadol who enters, Lifnai V'Lifnim. So we can't forget, we're sitting here listening to a shir every day, Choshev HaChabura here. Learning Torah gives us an extra dimension, says the Chazon Ish in his Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, that a person could be walking amongst men, but he's really a malach. Someone who learns and is mekushan connected to Torah and to Ruchnis. Back to our question. A tale of two midrashim. We understand why it is that Baruch Shem Kavod was mentioned after Shema Yisrael, according to the Midrash, that Yaakov Avinu was responding enthusiastically to the fact that Mitotsa really was Shlema. He was afraid. His sons were standing around there. Why was Nistal Kamamenu Shchina? But nevertheless, when they answered to him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, there's no fifth column amongst us. And he's so grateful that he says, Baruch Shem Kavod. But why is it according to the second Midrash that Tor brings, a Midrash Rabbah in Parashas Veschona, that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, stole, so to speak, from the Malachim, this precious, tremendous praise of Baruch Shem Kavod? Why is it mentioned there in Shema? So I want to suggest an idea. Shema Yisrael, the Yisoid of Kriya Shema, is Kabbalah's Oyel Malchu Shemai. That there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch. They will makabal upon ourselves, says Ravo ben Ali Shor, on our ears, that they shouldn't hear Lashon Hara, on our eyes, on Kol Evarenu, on all of our limbs, all of our koiches. When Makabel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is watching us, is here with us, and there's a din. This is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. Literally, a person's not doing Averus. How can a person help himself? What's the Yetzer? What's the strategy not to do Averus? Is there possibly some mechanism, some tool that we can use? So it could be. This Baruch Shem Kavod that we say here in Kriya Shema is an Eitzah. This was taken from the Malachim. It was so valuable apparently as a praise to Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu said, only use a Petzina. Only once a year you can say it aloud when you're doima to a Malach. But the rest of the year say it b'chashai, quietly. Because this is something so powerful we don't even understand what it is. But in a certain sense, in a certain bechinah, we have a praise, a kilos that we can say to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we're like a malach. And twice a day, b'shoch b'cha u'v'kumecha, perhaps we remind ourselves, as an eitz, as a strategy, when we mekabel olim malchus shamayim, when we make a decision, a commitment, that we are going to act in a way that's befitting of a Yid. That we use this Eitz of Baruch Shem Kavod to raise ourselves up like Rabbeinu Yonah says, and realize who we are. We remind ourselves twice a day. What we're doing, what our mission is, the headline, Shema Yisrael, and who we are, Baruch Shem. We're Doimel Malach. Could be just taking a ride on that Rabbeinu Yonah. That's possibly to answer up to the Midrash. Either way, Hashem should help us to be makir our milas, to recognize who we are, milas avoseinu, where we come from, and of course, more importantly, erech atzmeinu, the value of who we are.